This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form. Presented by Premier Ag and Paso. Your one-stop shop for quality hay. Tested, guaranteed, and delivered anywhere on the Central Coast. Count on Premier Ag for their farm-to-stable approach, combining their love for farming and finding quality at a great price.
98.1 KJAC, Tom and Becky in the Morning. Let's play seven questions. Who's driving a car with the most miles on it? Do you even know how many miles you have in your car right now?
No idea.
You really have no idea?
I have no idea. Oh. Could be 10, could be a million. I have no clue.
I just got a just changed car, so I know how many I got on mine. But
I don't even know how many miles my car had on it when I bought it.
You sound like you're on top of your game. All right, question two. How old were you when you got married?
25.
I was... What was that, 23?
You were like 15.
Yeah, 16. What's the question three? What's the best thing about fall?
Every single thing.
Dang, you're excited about fall.
Every single thing.
Side note, Jug Country Becky is wearing jeans and boots today.
I'm slowly integrating fall into my wardrobe.
Okay, I got you. And that's a darker green.
Yes.
Something. I get it. All right, question four. The biggest problem with the world today is blank.
Every single thing.
Come on.
Most things.
No.
Yeah.
What's the biggest problem in the world?
People not being normal anymore.
I almost would say the same thing. I was like, people too uptense, like too.
Every little like thing is bothering me. Everyone's got to have a problem. Everyone's got to have faux outrage. Everyone's got to be a faux.
Mean, like too mean.
No, it's not even that. It's the opposite of that. Everyone is whiny. So outraged about everything.
Well, you could say that the biggest problem of the world is too many snowflakes. I get that. I don't know. I mean, other than, you know, world hunger, you know, that type of deal. But, man, just people just, yeah, you looked at me wrong. So let's fight.
Yes.
Let's not even fight. Let's shoot you. Let me shoot you. Yo, what are you doing? Inability to resolve conflict in a rational way. All right. Question five, what's something you once excelled at that you don't do any longer?
Something that I once excelled at that
you don't do any longer.
Every single thing.
Back in 82, I used to be able to throw a pigskin a quarter mile.
I don't play football anymore. It's kind of a bummer. Question six, what's the best deal on anything that you've ever got? The best deal on anything I've ever got.
All right,
you cannot say that shady website.
No, I think it is.
You can't do that. You can't do that.
I've got so many good deals and so many things.
That's a glitch in the system that you took advantage of.
That's like a sport for me, is finding deals on things.
It's the best deal you ever really got.
Oh my God, I have no idea. Like,
you're one of those shoppers, though, that like once the holiday hits, then you go in the week after to buy stuff for the following year.
For one hot second, look at I just want to show you my calendar. Okay. Here, I'm going to scroll to November 2nd.
November 2nd, Becky's calendar on her phone says, Dia de los Muertos.
No, after that.
Go to Target for Halloween clearance. Look at you. You have a reminder in your phone to tell you to get there November 2nd.
If you think for 1 second.
How dare you!
I started breaking out Halloween decorations this weekend.
Yeah.
Kind of going through stuff. I was so excited to find stuff that still had tags on it from when I went to the clearance in November last year. I'm like, oh, forgot about this little witch.
Do you have an orange bin that you put your Halloween stuff in?
Of course.
So you don't even have to label it Halloween.
Of course,
you just
it's
know
like
that's
a black lid.
Right, that's the orange. That's our Halloween. All right. Finally, seven questions here, and this is our jug poll of the day today. How many events in your perfect weekend?
How many events?
Yeah. Now think about it for a second.
Two or three.
Some people are like, I just want to go home. I want to be at home all weekend long. I don't want to go anyplace. Zero events is my perfect weekend. Maybe one a day, so let's call it two. And you are a little bit more of an event goer, so I could see you saying three.
I would say two or three. That'd be perfect for me.
So, like, if you had a trip to the zoo or a birthday party Saturday, something at night Saturday. You guys don't do much at night, though, do you?
Not really, but like if we had like a birthday
party, to the zoo Sunday, and that'd be like a good weekend.
Two or three, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that is our jug poll of the day today. How many events in your perfect weekend? None. One, two.
What about you? One. I would say one to two for you. You always have like a wedding to go to. I don't think you like to do nothing most weekends.
See, I count going to the store, going grocery shopping is an event for me. So
it's not
an event. That's just how you look at things, you know?
No, it's not.
I go to the gym.
Some things have definitions.
I
and
go
that,
run.
That's going to the grocery store is not the definition of an event.
That gets me out of the house. Things aren't good if I just sit at the house all day for two straight days.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think you like to go do stuff, but the grocery store, that ain't it.
That doesn't count. Maybe one. Oh, man, I'm getting old to be a curmudgeon and say zero. I don't want to say zero, but...
You like to do stuff.
I do. All right, there you go. Jug pull of the
day. An event would be like a wedding, or if you do like a 5K, or if you're going to a birthday party.
Okay. You're making me select zero again. I'll say one just so that I'm
a better person.
I know, so that I'm a nicer, better person. I'll select one. Farm Supply is your local farmer-owned cooperative and your Wrangler headquarters as well. With five locations on the Central Coast, get Wrangler 13MWZ jeans for the everyday low price of 19.
This is Tom and Becky in the morning in podcast form. Presented by Premier Ag and Paso. Your one-stop shop for anything you might need in the arena. From team ropes and calf ropes to calf strings and goat strings, they have it all. From brands like Cactus, Fastback, Lone Star, and Willard.